Thank you for calling customer support. My name is Zandra. May I have your zip code?
45236.
Thank you. One moment. May I have your first and last name, please?
Constance King.
Okay, the zip code is 45326.
No, 45236.
Thank you. Okay, Ms. King, I do see an order in your name or see an account here. Will you verify your mailing address, please?
8456 Pine Road, Cincinnati.
Okay, thank you. One moment. Okay, so I do see where you had placed an order here, but this company is saying that we need to let the customer know to contact their financial institution about any charges they've incurred. We no longer have access to their account, and we can't make any more changes. This is a third-party call center for the company. I guess maybe you ordered something from. But at this point, the company that you ordered from is saying that we need to advise the customer to call their financial institution about any charges.
Well, I need to be able to get hold of them then because they tried to charge something that I didn't order today.
Okay. Well, like I said, the company is saying this call center no longer has access to the account, and we are to advise you, the customer, to contact your financial institution if you have any questions about any charges.
I did contact my financial institution. They're the ones that gave me the phone number. They acknowledged that it was a fraudulent charge. So I need to get hold of the vendor and ask them why they're charging something on my account that I didn't order.
Okay. And like I said, I have no other information other than that message to you. It is at a chargeback status, which means the customer should contact their financial institution. I don't know if you can use that terminology with your bank to let them know that's where it is. Is that a chargeback status?
I don't know what that means.
And I don't know exactly what it means either, other than the definition of it is to refer the customer back to their financial institution in regards to this company.
Do you have a manager or somebody that could give me more information that explains that better, please?
No, ma'am. That is the message. We don't have any more information here. So we're all following the same protocol in regards to this account. That's the note on the account, is to refer the customer back to their financial institution.
But my financial institution, I did contact, and they gave me your phone number.
Okay. So like I said, this is a call center. We have very limited information because of privacy issues. They're no longer allowing us access to your account. So the message,
I don't need you to access my account. I need you to let me know how to contact them.
Well, not your personal account, ma'am, just the order that was on file here. So I have no contact.
I don't need you to access that.
I would need to access it if you had any questions about the charges or anything that you're calling about.
Well, not if you don't have any contact with that company.
I no longer do. So that's what I'm telling you. The message is from the company on this account for Ms. Connie King is to refer you back to your financial institution. There's no other information that we have to share with you.
That does not make any sense to me. Do they not pay you? I mean, don't you work for them if you're their call center?
We are their call center. We normally handle calls, just general calls. We track orders. We can explain product knowledge and things of that nature. We don't even place orders because we can't take the customer's private information over the phone.
So you can't track this order?
I can't. I no longer have access to the account. When your account came up, the message is to refer you back to your financial institution. And that's to keep me from seeing your personal information.
But ordinarily, if somebody calls in to track their account, I mean, yeah, to track
an order.
An order, you would be able to see theirs.
Yes, and I can track their the order, let them know where it is, and they can see if it has arrived and things of that nature.
So
this account is not current. This is not an active account anymore. So it is escalated back to your financial institution, as far as I can see.
That's a little suspicious since they tried to charge something today.
And we're not billing, so we really don't have anything to do with billing and things of that nature. So you have a very limited role here in this customer service role that we have.
Can you transfer me to billing?
No, ma'am. We don't have access to anyone else. Like I said, our role is to track the order. We can give our product knowledge, things of that nature. So with you calling us, we don't have any more information regarding the account other than to refer you back to your financial institution.
Wow. Okay.
So call them back and they may have some more information to share with you. I just don't know. That's the message that we have here. And you can let them know that is the message that we have on file, that your account is at a chargeback status and to refer the customer back to their financial institution.
All right. Thank you, Andrea.
Yes, ma'am. Thank you for calling customer support.
Pretty unsupportive. That's all I have.